Welcome to another edition of The Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net or Eagles Up. Either one will get you there. Well, last hour of trading, once again today, was the bugaboo for Wall Street. Dow collapsed 167 points in the last hour of trading. NASDAQ down 40 at 2,458. By the way, the Dow, say goodbye to 13,000. Dow closed at 12,861. There's 11,000 in the cards. According to the Associated Press, Wall Street tumbled again today after the Federal Reserve added more cash, $7,000 million to be exact, to the banking system, but failed to quash investor jitters about problems in the, yes, you got it, subprime market. Home sales, adding to the woes today, home sales hit a five-year low. And Amgen announced it was cutting 2,600 jobs in the United States. I wonder where they're going. In the metals complex, gold was, well, gold had a $10 trading range today. Gold closed up in New York by 10 cents to end the day at 669.50. Had a low of 661, a high of 671. Silver off 17 cents at $12.56. Silver had about a 50 cent trading range at a low of 12.30, a high of 12.75. Platinum off $6 at 1,268. Palladium off 4 at 3.50. Currently still weakness in the metals in Asia. Gold off 270 at 667.70, silver off 6 cents at 12.52, platinum up a buck at 1,269, palladium up 2 at 3.52. Crude oil higher again in New York to end the day at 73.04. Obviously, the tropical depression that is hitting the Texas coast should be there sometime tomorrow, but the big fear, yes, Dean, should appear on the radar screen early next week. We'll see how bad that is. Reason for weakness in the metals today? Well, the only thing that was up was gold. I mean, but gold was the dollar. It based points at 81.76. If we return,
in Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. the last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Stretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Sadness, and I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. This sadness.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Wednesday. Great pleasure to welcome back to the land of the living after a short, well-earned vacation. To Alaska, Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. How are you doing, sir?
I'm very good, Robbie. Glad to be back. Although it is warm here.
Yes. Yeah, a little different to Alaska, I'm sure.
Yes, yes, it is. Very pleasant at this time
welcome
of year.
Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back to the Valley of the Sun.
Okay.
You know, there's so many subjects I want to cover with you. In large part, the president today signed an executive order. We signed it yesterday, imposing sanctions on the Iraqi National Guard, which is part and parcel of Iran. Now, this executive order, and there's no question about it, it's not even a debatable issue where this where the push came for him to sign this executive order. It demonstrates, it should demonstrate to people that America's foreign policy is not dictated by level-headed, normal-thinking human beings in Washington, D.C., but is bowing to the dictates of the Jewish lobby, in other words, AIPAC. I mean, if you go to AIPAC's website, anybody can go there, AIPAC.org, they very boldly pronounce the executive order and seem to be, without question, hankering to get the United States involved in a military attack against Iran. And now this is all, I mean, this is part and parcel of Christians United for Israel, who obviously have been pushing this.
Sure.
Together with AIPAC. I mean, when are these evangelical Christians, these rapture-ready Christians, when are they ever going to figure out the truth? Because I'm sure deep down they're good people. But I don't know. I'm at wit's ends on this one.
Well, there's a vicious circle going on right now. It's the parade of political candidates to Israel to get the blessing of the present Likud government, which is now being led by Benjamin Netanyahu, who visited Kufi. He was a speaker at the CUFI program in Washington, D.C., I think by telephone. I don't think he was there in person. But Rudy Giuliani just appeared in Israel, and he made the statement that the Palestinians, there's no room for a Palestinian state, a two-state solution, because he says the Palestinians would be a terrorist state. And therefore, what he pronounced is that that there's to be a one state, the Israeli state, and then no state for the Palestinians, which means the status quo, which means more occupation. So what this man has done is he's gone there and told, confessed to the Israeli lobby that he will support the idea of their continued occupation of Gaza if he's elected president. Now, with that blessing in his pocket, then he can go back, and even though he is against most of the things that the Christian right says they're for, and for most of the things the Christian right says they're against, such as abortion, where Rudy Giuliani is openly in favor of abortion, he can now go back and collect his share of the Christian right support. He can actually appeal to them and probably get the platform of someone like Kufi, CUFI, because he's received the blessing of he's received the blessing of AIPAC or the Likud Party, the State of Israel, and the Christian right will somehow give him votes, even though he's not changed any policies of the things that they claim to be absolutely against, and abortion is the most obvious example. But there's other things too. There's the idea of protection of civil liberties, the idea of protection of free speech, freedom of religion, and some of these executive orders that Bush has been signing absolutely impinge upon all kinds of rights of freedom. It's now, for instance, an executive order has been signed that would make it a offense that where a branch of government could actually attach your property if you're found to be obstructing with the lawful government of the state of Iraq. That executive order is almost ready to become law. And there's another one involving the same thing with Lebanon. You cannot object to the lawful, so-called lawful government or elected government of Lebanon, which is the government that the administration put in. So what it amounts to is that the parade is that the politician like Hillary Clinton, she goes to Israel, she receives their blessing by confessing that she will support anything the Israelis want to do to the Palestinians, plus perhaps support the kind of executive orders that you've described. And then with this in hand, she can actually go back and compete for some of the votes for the Christian right and be a contender. So this Hillary has been there, and Giuliani's been there, and so on, so the parade goes.
No.
The significance of this is that there are probably about 40 Christian right votes for every Zionist vote. So the idea of getting the blessing of the State of Israel then puts politicians in line for these votes. And just one last thing, this executive order that Bush has signed can be impeached. It can be thrown out by a majority vote. So the Democratic Congress can have Nancy Pelosi can call for a referendum, and get it introduced, and with the Democrat majority, they can simply nullify that executive order anytime they want, as long as they do it in 30 days. But they're not doing it either, because they too are afraid of and are competing for these same votes.
Oh, sure. Well, the two representatives who put this legislation and have been pushing this legislation, which Bush obviously just signed the executive order, one Republican, Gordon Smith, and the other one was Tom Lantos, a noted Zionist, and obviously they've got the ear of the president. And as we speak, I mean, this is no secret for those who do their research, 10% of the House of Representatives, as we speak, is currently in Israel. And I did a story earlier in the week about a gentleman, I use the term loosely, from Las Vegas. His name is Sheldon Adelson. He is a billionaire. He owns the Sands and the Convention Center in Las Vegas. And he runs a program which is called, I don't want to misname whatever his program is, it's called Rebirth, the Birthright Israeli Project. And he has put millions of dollars into this project. And let me just quote you. On a recent trip, this was just last week, to Israel, it says, accompanying Adelson were some 20 congressmen from the Republican Party, of which he is a staunch supporter. He has been organizing delegations of Republican congressmen and senators for the past 15 years. This is his direct quote. They all come back Zionists, he said, when asked why he takes these politicians to Israel. I mean, it just illustrates the battle that we are facing.
Yes, it's a huge battle. And you've asked a simple question, when will a Christian right or the dispensationalist evangelicals actually start to see this and see that they are they're damaging themselves, that they're really hurting themselves? Well, there are a number of things they have to see. One is they have to see the relationship of the declining stock market that you've just been talking about,
yeah,
and all the wars that they've been supporting. They have to be able to see the relationship of the rising food costs to all of this Israeli-supported war. They have to start seeing the destruction of their own kids. They have to start seeing things that are the result, the indirect result of this war, which they won't really see until they start happening.
Yeah.
Therein lies the hope. They're starting to happen.
Now, we're speaking with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take your calls and be back right after this.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The flip side, on a Wednesday, we're speaking with Charles Colchin from Straight Gate Ministries. Last time Charles was on the show, we didn't have time to put out information. If you'd like to get hold of Straight Gate Ministries and Charles Colchin, if you want to help the cause that Charles is on, so be prepared, have your pen and paper ready, and just before we say goodbye at the top of the hour, we'll give out all that information. And if you've got a question, as I have many for Charles, you can call us at 1-800-313-9443. I watched a video earlier today by a gentleman called Max Blumenthal. He writes for The Nation magazine, therefore, obviously, his politics are left of center. And obviously, as you can tell by his name, he's Jewish. He took a video camera to Christians United for Israel, the same event that you were at.
Yes.
But unlike you, he was inside.
Yes.
And he went interviewing various evangelical Christians on their thought process, and these people have firm beliefs that there is no question that we will be raptured up, and the folks that are left behind are going to face 7 years of tribulations and famines and wars, and those who do not accept Jesus Christ obviously are going to be banished to hell forever. And it just amazes me that there were a whole bunch of Zionists there as well. And I still can't believe how the Jews can be that susceptible. I used to think Christians were susceptible. But are these people, I mean, do these people really believe in the message of John Hagee and his support for Israel outside? And I say this all the time, they want the Jews dead.
Well, I don't think the Jews who come to Hagee's meetings believe it at all, of course. Obviously they don't. because what he's saying, if they believed the religion that Hagee is teaching, the apostasy he's teaching, they would have to accept the fact that he is saying they're all condemned to hell. Because in these final days that are going to happen, according to Hagee's end times views, 2/3 of all of the Jews in the world are going to, for some miraculously, go to Israel and engage in a battle and allow themselves to be exterminated. And then, of course, since they have been non-Christians, they will not succeed to heaven. So that means that their eternal souls burn in hell, according to what, I guess, Hagee thinks. And so, obviously, the people that go to John Hagee's meeting aren't there because they believe in that theology. At least the Jews who go there don't believe in it. And was Blumenthal, the reporter who was thrown out of the meeting for asking questions?
Yes.
He tried to ask the leadership if they were really oppressing religious views there, and if their support of Israel was based on religious views, and Hagee has changed his view now to where, if Jews are present, he says that his views are based upon strictly humanitarian reasons and have nothing to do with religion. But if Jews are not present in the room, then he tells everyone that it's all based upon the biblical concepts that you just described. So Hagee now has two stories, one for the Jewish listeners and one for his Christian listeners. And, of course, since he's speaking out of both sides of his very ample mouth, my own feeling is that this can't go on too long before he himself will start to stumble over his own feet. So, no, I don't think Jews do believe any part of the religious idea. They're just in it for the support because they see what it does for them. But the Christians who Blumenthal interviewed, of course, they told honestly probably what they do believe.
And if people want to watch this video, all you got to do is just it's on YouTube.
Yes.
And all you have to do, just go to a search engine and just punch in Rapture Ready, and that's the name of his video, Rapture Ready. It runs about 15 minutes. It shows you some of the speeches given by Hagee on the evening. People waving Israeli-American flags. Joe Lieberman was the featured speaker. No shock or surprise. Tom DeLay, obviously a firm believer in the rapture, as he states on camera. He states his belief. So it's not hidden.
And Joseph Lieberman believes exactly the opposite. Joseph Lieberman thinks that there's no future for Christians, and the Christians think there's no future for Joe Lieberman, but here they are together. How strange.
Yeah. And what I took away from listening to a lot of these people he interviewed is that there is a belief system out there that if we do not kill all the Muslims, and this is so how bizarre it is, if we do not go over there and kill all the Muslims, then they will just simply come here and kill us.
Yes.
So we got to kill them before they kill us. Now, these are our Christians. What happened to Jesus? I always say this. What happens to blessed are the peacemakers? What part of the scriptures did these people skip over?
Well, the answer to that is that they go by a very carefully scripted system that has been developed through the work of a lot of people, Schofield being one of the first and maybe the most important, but a lot of other writers, the Left Behind writers, and all the other books and magazines and all of the rest of it that has become part of the system, and they skip over the parts of the Bible where Jesus talked about being a peacemaker and the need to be a peacemaker, and blessed are the humble, blessed are the meek, and love your neighbor, love your brother, even your enemy, and even love the Muslims, of course, in Jesus' words. But he didn't mention them, per se. They skip over all of that.
Yeah. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side on the Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. I'll just show you how powerful APAC is. GQ magazine. Not that I'm a reader of Gentleman's Quarterly, but GQ came out in its latest edition detailing the 10 most powerful people in Washington, D.C. Coming in at number six, number one was Condoleezza Rice, but coming in at number six was Howard Kerr, executive director of the pro-Israeli lobby APAC. If you're the sixth most powerful person in Washington, D.C., as GQ says, don't expect any big changes to our Israeli or prescription drug policies in coming years. We are on time. And it is, earlier this week, Walt and Mearsheimer, coming book called The Lobby, speech they were supposed to give in Chicago to the Council on Global Affairs, and all of a sudden it was canceled. I guess it's a taboo subject. You there, Charles?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. And then Paul Craig Roberts has a piece today entitled No American President Can Stand Up to Israel. We got some problems here.
Yes, we do, and that is why I keep hearkening back to the idea that the change is going to have to come through the Christian right, because AIPAC is going to have that kind of power as long as there are somewhere between 50 and 100 and maybe 110 million people influenced, and this influence has been growing. Who are influenced this way, and who basically AIPAC can control those people. It isn't that AIPAC controls the congressmen directly, as it used to be done, as it used to be thought to be done with the Democrat Party, where they pressured congressmen and did it with money, with threats, intimidation, and sometimes running people against a selected congressman. But now they have this massive voting power that they control through the Christian right, that actually swings so many votes that they don't even have to throw their weight around. All they have to do is point their finger and say who's blessed and who is not blessed. And that's why you have this parade going on to Israel to get the blessings of AIPAC. At least that's how we see it, Robbie. And that's why we see as the Christian right, the Christian evangelicals are the key. And the reason that we think there's hope, and there doesn't seem to be any hope at all, but the reason we think there's hope is that everything that the dispensational Christian Zionist people do is working against their best interest. There's not a single thing that they're doing that's healthy for them. It's all destructive for them. It's destructive of their money. It's destructive of their pension plans. It's destructive of their families. It's destructive of their way of life. There's nothing that the Christian right, the evangelical, God-fearing, let's call them, even though they're apostate, Christians do that is not really anathema to what goes on in Israel, where abortion is absolutely free and is paid for by the government with government doctors, and where they perform them on the female soldiers to keep them in battle or to keep them in service. The Christian right is absolutely opposed to that, and yet here they are. Look at their political position. So in this lies, I think, the hope. And if I may share an anecdote, while we were away, we were on a ship, and we met a young guy who was carrying a kind of a cane, and my wife was carrying the cane, and so they got to talking. It turned out that he has two artificial hips, and he has no legs. He has two steel legs, and he got that way in Iraq. He went there perfectly healthy, and he came back with four or five, I don't know how many operations, and no bottom part of his body, all steel. And he was lucky enough to be there on his honeymoon. He was actually married, but his life has been changed forever. And what was painful was when he, in the exchange of conversation, he told us that he was a Southern Baptist. And immediately it brought tears, because you know the reason he probably went in at the age of 17. He probably wouldn't have gone in if his family would not have thought it's a patriotic, noble thing to do. And so this is part of the payoff to the Christian right. It is a lot of theirs who come back maimed and crippled, because they're the ones who are supporting that life. And I think there's a disproportionate share of the kids who are being killed over there who probably come right out of evangelical churches, because they are really encouraged it's thought of as a good thing, a noble thing to do. So my hope, I think, in all of this, and the reason we keep on, because we can see that, having been a member of the evangelical Christian right, we can see that everything that is being done in the name of this apostasy is working destructively to the detriment of the very people who are doing these things, who are supporting it. The money, the college educations, the cost of everything, the cost of food, everything that you can think of that a Christian ought to stand for, stability of all kinds, is being undermined by this perpetual warring machine that's being sold to us in the name of quote, Christianity, end quote.
You know, there was an Iowa caucus this weekend, and Ron Paul gave a speech. And his opening statement in his speech was an affirmation for life and how his belief system, and also being a gynecologist, obviously, he has great reverence for life. And he made the point that I think most people escape most people, because to understand America's founding, to understand the thought processes of America's founding, life and liberty were intertwined, and in order to preserve liberty, we have to preserve life. And if you are pro-life, I just find it's very hypocritical for those who believe in the sanctity of life to then go off and support wanton killing. It's the same when it comes to a lot of people. Over the past few days, we now learn that they're going to speed up the Attorney General Gonzalez has been given the power to speed up executions in the United States. And I've always been opposed to the death penalty. Not so much because I know that the justice system is broken, and I don't think the state should be in the business of killing people, but these people just strike me as hypocrites. I mean,
true.
What a devotee and believe in the sanctity of life, how can you possibly justify it in your own mind?
Well, they really can't, and of course people need to understand fully that Christian Zionism makes absolutely no sense. It's completely contrary to Christianity, and this is becoming more and more apparent as we become a war culture. It wasn't so obvious before Israel became a state in 1948. It was not so obvious before we got involved in these continuous wars. But now it's wrapped around this very thing that you talked about, the hatred of Islam. And this started back with sometime before the first Gulf War, when there was a very carefully crafted movement to bring about a disdain for Islam. And there was a purpose to that movement. That movement was there to condition people, to bring them into the position that they're in now. And so this hatred of Islam is a very important part of the organized effort to keep the war machine going, so the printing presses can be kept going, so that the money can be continued to be spent. And as you pointed out in your preliminary comments, thousands of billions being pumped into the economy every day right now, to keep things going, all of this part of a mechanism, a neocon design mechanism that requires the spending, requires the war to justify the spending, and requires an enemy. And so the war on Islam is something I wrote about in 1994. I wrote an article attacking Islam. It's available on our website. And it's about the shift of the Cold War to the war against Islam. And it's worked. Robbie, it's just plain worked. It's been tremendously clever, and it's brought about this hatred against Islam.
Well, you know, I don't want to make a fine point of this, but I noticed this back in the early 90s during the siege at Waco, where you had 300 million people convinced that David Koresh was such an evil person that the government could actually kill 80 women and children and nobody batted an eyelid. Because he was personified as evil.
Of course, they sold it to us as an accident. But now we're reaching the place where we see it every day being performed by the Israelis against their neighbors. And it's not being done as an accident. It's being done deliberately. And we see it every day with our own people doing these exact same things in Iraq and, of course, losing our share. And now people are beginning to accept it as, even watching it, and they're accepting it as necessary and even healthy, because who's being killed? Islamics. Always Islamics. I might read you a little letter. Do you have a minute to hear a little letter? This just came in. We get these all the time, but some are more interesting than others. This one is very interesting. It's handwritten. It comes in an envelope from Tulsa, Oklahoma. It has no return address on it. It's deliberately left and has no signature at the bottom. And this person writes, and I believe this person is probably a bona fide member of the Christian right, based upon the words I'm reading here, having heard them before. Here's a quote. You people are either liars, cowards, misinformed, or whatever. Question mark. Go to the Middle East, Africa, etc. Read the Quran. Muslims have a religious duty to kill everyone that is not a Muslim. You beat your wife. You beat your wife for this. You beat your wife for that. You cut off a hand for this. You cut off a foot for that. The Quran is a book of hate. Go over to the Middle East and see what's going on there, right? So you will quit telling lies. War is hell. They will kill you instantly if they can. The terrorists are nothing but masked, cowardly murderers. Signed, no signature. This would sound like the work of a lunatic, but this is the work of probably someone who got a piece of literature for us at a Hagee meeting or in front of a church. And that's more than likely where this came from.
Well, I don't know if you left out the profanity, but I get similar letters except that.
No, I didn't leave any out. He didn't use profanity. Yeah. That's the only reason I think he's a churchgoer. the nasty redneck types who don't, you know, that toss in the profanity usually.
Yes, yes, I get. I've had my fair share of those.
I'm sure you have.
It is, as I said, it's very disturbing. I mean, I've seen these patterns before, and there's no question the mindset of, and I'm not saying, you know, the majority of Israelis think like this. But they look at the Palestinians not only as second-class citizens, but look to them like the Tutsis looked at the Hutsis during the massacre.
Right, right.
With the same, they called them cockroaches. And they riled the people up to kill all the cockroaches. And it's the same sort of mentality that they're using.
The term that I heard used over there was animals. They referred to the Palestinians as animals. And they would ask you, why would you want to go in there and visit those animals? Now, that's generated there, of course, to maintain their way of life, which is pretty rough. It's pretty tough to be a soldier with a gun and have to go around and be ready to shoot somebody who's probably some child, which they do pretty regularly, so obviously they generate that kind of hatred for a purpose. But the Christian right doesn't have that purpose. They don't have to keep guard over the stockade, the penitentiary. They're not there having to face those people across the wall and maybe risk getting hurt with a rock, at least. The evangelicals have no excuse whatsoever for what they do. It's bona fide wrong. And once they see that it's wrong, they have no place to go. In fact, it threatens their very eternal security, in my opinion.
We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Have your pen and paper handy. When we return, we'll tell you how to get hold of Charles, how to help in his cause, and find out what he's up to in the next few days. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Every day for a dollar, about to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last.
Oh, just hoping it ain't gonna last. Welcome back, my friends. As we mentioned, last time Charles was on the show, we ran out of time. If you want to, first of all, if you want to visit Straight Gate Ministries website, WHTT.org, and if you want to support the cause that Charles is on, and it's a worthy cause, trying to get these people to see the light, excuse the pun. Charles, how can they get hold of you, either drop you a line or drop you a check, or
they can call me on the phone.
Call you on the phone.
It's all right on our website. If you can get to that homepage, you'll see it on who we are. And just go there and pick up the phone. Do it any way you want, and we're here to talk. We like to have people call us and discuss their own personal situations. People do that a lot, and it's part of our work is to talk to people about this, about what is wrong with Christian Zionism, why it's wrong, and we think we can explain that. We spend a lot of time putting together a program that you can go and listen to that gets into the nuts and bolts of what's wrong with Christian Zionism, and if it fits you, if you are currently in a Christian Zionist church and you just sense that there's a little something wrong there, you obviously would if you're listening to this program, then there's a link there that's called Christian Zionist Roots. You can click that, and it plays itself and displays it, and it will tell you biblically and scripturally where Christian Zionism is wrong.
And for those who don't have internet access and want to get a hold of you,
just give us a call at 480-947-3329. That's 480-947-3329. Or we're P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267.
And
we
folks
appreciate your support.
And if folks didn't have opportunity to jot that down, they feel free to give me a call at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. I'll be more than happy to give you that information. What's your next project?
Well, believe it or not, we may have been preempted. We heard wonderful news today. Somebody called me from, we were getting ready to go to San Antonio, Texas, where John Hagee is, and we will still go there. But we found out today that a pastor in San Antonio, Texas, has organized a vigil, and the newspaper carried a story about his upcoming picket of Christians United for Israel at John Hagee's home church. And so he's doing exactly what we want people to do. We want them to emulate us. Our last program was in Oakland, California, at a place called Shiloh, and it is a hotbed of Zionism, not just Christian Zionism, but Jewish, all kinds of Zionism. And they actually support a squatters camp in Israel that they actually paid to bring in people to live there with guns, and they're basically on Palestinian land. They've taken it away from farmers. They occupy a hillside, and they're right in between two villages, and they make life miserable for all the people around there to make sure there's no peace. The village is so alien to its surroundings that Prime Minister Olmert of Israel has even recognized the need to give it back to the Palestinians, but, of course, they never get around to doing that. So we were at Shiloh in Oakland, California, on the 30th.
For the folks listening in Texas, when is this event coming up in San Antonio?
I don't know exactly, but I will let you know next week. I'll find out who these people, wonderful people, are, and if anybody else is up to holding a vigil. We've been to 60 churches. It's the thing to do, and it's a lot of fun. Enjoy every minute of it.
Thank you, sir. See you next week.
Thank you very much, Robbie. We appreciate your support.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's true.